that helps us understand who Cameron is. And that's what's going on in these verses here. This is not what Jesus literally looks like. This is an image of what Jesus is what he looks like now, what he looks and what he's doing. And Jesus in this story is leading the charge against everything that's wrong in this world, everything that is unfair, everything that has that we've done wrong with, and everything that all the wrong that's been done to us. Now, I know from the answer to this, from how it works out with Colin, but kids, if someone does something unfair to you, does that make you feel good or bad? Yeah. Adults and your jobs, when someone takes advantage of you, does that make you feel good or bad? Yeah, of course, it makes us feel bad, right? Part of Jesus' mission is undoing all of that badness, undoing all the unfairness. And the biggest thing ever, the biggest unfair thing that we are a part of, we ourselves, is our sin, all the wrong things that we do. Now, Jesus is always on the side of the good, the right, and the fair. That means he's always working against everything bad in this world. And one of the great things about Jesus, who's the King of Kings, is that he's made us a way, made a way for anyone to be with him. Now, I have a hat. I have a hat. So if we needed someone to fight for justice and had a cool shield, who would we ask? Would we ask Cameron? No, we wouldn't ask Cameron. We'd ask Captain America. That's who we'd ask, right?
If, you could also ask a knight.
You could ask a knight. Who is going to investigate a crime? Who's going to do that? Who has a hat that will investigate a crime? Isabella, right? The FBI agent. That's who you ask to investigate a crime. Who's going to support the best team ever in university sports in America? Right there, Florida Gators. That's who we're going to support. Now, who, if you're really cold, who has a hat they can offer? Cameron does. Now, around Christmas time, who's going to give out the most presents? Chase back there. So all of our hats are different. All of our hats have different things. And the hats tell us about our jobs and what we do. Now, who has a crown? So who do we bow to? He will like that very much. Also, whoever has cat ears, maybe a cat, maybe think the cat, we bow to a cat as well, but maybe not. So the way we tell who the king is because of his hat, because of the thing that he's wearing. Now, Jesus has many hats, but the one that our story talks about today is the king, not just the king, but the King of Kings, of all kings. So, kids and adults, three things we're going to learn today. And this is the first thing. If Jesus is the king, nobody else is. If Jesus is the King of Kings, nobody else is. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, yes. Hey, there we go. We got it. Very good. If Jesus is the King of Kings, nobody else is. So that means not you. Kids, that means that your teachers are not the kings. That means that your parents are not the kings. I'm not the king. The king is not even the king. Jesus is the King of Kings for everyone. Now, if King Charles did decide to rock up here and walked in here and said, would you get me a cup of tea? And we said, nah, no thanks. I'm in charge. You make the tea for me. That would not be right, right? We would feel like maybe we're being a little bit rude. That'd be rude. Now, would it be fair for anyone with a crown to just go stomp on down to Buckingham Palace and say, I'm here. Now servants bring me endless pizza, bring me endless chocolates. Do my bidding, right? That would not be fair. Why? Because you're not the king. Sam, I'm sorry, you're not actually the king, even though you do a good little, you're playing one well right now. Only Jesus is the King of Kings. That means nobody else is. That means Jesus is the most important person in our lives. And it's actually really good that Jesus is the king, because what is he fighting against? Everything that's unfair. Only Jesus is fighting against all the bad things, our sin. And here it says, in this section of the Bible here, it says Jesus is going to sort out who's good and who's bad. I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I sin. I know you do as well. So if Jesus is going to sort out the good and bad, and I know I am not always good, how do I become good? How do I get on the side of the good? How do I be a part of these armies that Jesus is leading instead of the people that Jesus is leading the armies against? Well, at the cross, Jesus took all of our bad and he gave us all of his good. We're going to hear that a few times today. At the cross, Jesus took all of our bad and he gives us all of his good. Now, maybe could I have one kid tell me, what's one bad thing that you've done in your life? Yeah, Chase, you're firsthand. Told a lie. Maybe one adult. What's one bad thing that you've done in your life? Any adult? Be impatient. Yep. So we all have loads of these things, right? And we could spend the whole entire day talking about those things and be very sad at the end of it. But here's the thing. All the bad things, lies, impatience, whatever, through the cross, Jesus takes all of them. And Jesus never gives a bad thing back. He never gives a bad thing back. He's taken it all with him to the grave, and he covered it up. But then when he rose again, he gave us all of his good stuff, all of his own goodness, all of his righteousness. And he never asks for a good thing back. He takes all the bad things and never gives, never takes back all the good things. Now, the way this can be true, the way we can be with Jesus is because of the cross. And he gets to decide because Jesus is the King of Kings, right? It's there on the screen. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, oh man, that was lame. If Jesus is the King of Kings,
no.
Right, I just have to do this little thing. That's what I do. All right, so this also means that when you want your own way, if that has ever happened to you, yes, that happens to us all the time, adults, kids, whatever. When you want to go your own way, it's not the way we should go. Really, if we want to go our own way, what we're saying is, I'm the king, it's my way, and then that's it. But we know that's not true. It's best when we listen to the real king. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, nobody else is. Second one, if Jesus is the King of Kings, we listen to him. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, we listen to him. Yes, so we listen to him. Now, if we believe he's the king, whose kingdom is it? It's not ours. It's his. It's his kingdom. Only a king has a kingdom. That means we have to listen to him. And how else are we going to know how to live in his kingdom? So, how do we listen to King Jesus? There's this weird thing in here. Jesus has this sword coming out of his mouth. That is a weird kind of image. Like, is he like a sword swallower? What's the thing here? In fact, even in our WhatsApp group with the adults, we were talking about what does it mean for Jesus to be the Word of God? How is the Bible separate? Because the Bible is also called the Word of God too. And that's another name for Jesus here, Jesus being called the Word of God. The reason Jesus is called the Word of God and the Bible is called the Word of God is because of how close he is to his own words. How close he is to his own words. To not listen to the Bible is to not listen to God. Tell him to shut it. Every time we open up the Bible, God opens up his mouth. If you think of the Bible as a mouth, God has a mouth. Every time we open it up, he's saying all of these things to us. He's always saying these things to us. And he has so many things to tell us about himself, about us, about this world. And if we keep this closed, we will never hear them. We effectually tell God to keep your mouth shut. Now, I know some of you are into reading, and that's great. Are you into hearing what God has to say about you? He's the King of Kings, after all. Does anyone have a favorite footballer? Anybody? Just go shout it out. Okay. Let's do Messi. That doesn't have to pick red or blue there. So we'll pick Messi. Let's say Lionel Messi rings you up and says, hey, before you go to bed tonight, can you call me? I would love to chat. I got like 15, 20 minutes. Would you call me? Would you call him? Yeah, you'd be crazy not to. And let's say, and after that chat, he's like, oh, this is great. Hey, tomorrow at the same time, can you give me a call? I would love to just chat to you more. I have loads of things I want to tell you, and I want to hear about your life too. Would we do that the next night? Of course we would. And that's just a footballer. And also like a restaurateur, whatever else he's doing now. Here, we're talking about the King of Kings, and he's ready to tell you so many things. We need to hear these things. And if we don't hear these things, we won't know about what's good, and we'll like be part of all the things that are unfair. We won't know how to live in his kingdom. To not open the Bible is to have Jesus say, hey, I would love to like chat with you a little bit. You want to talk with me before you go to sleep? And for us to be like, ah, you know what? I'd rather not. I'd rather just go to sleep. So whether that means you read, whether that means you and your parents read, do you see how important it is for us to know, us to hear God's words? We won't know the King of Kings if we never hear his voice. It's so important and good that to not listen, it's bad and it's scary for us. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, what do we do? Well, what's the first thing? If Jesus is the King of Kings, very good. If Jesus is the King of Kings, listen to him. This last one, if Jesus is the King of Kings, we join him. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, we join him. We join Jesus in his fight against evil. He's Batman, and we all get to be Robin. And I'm picking this particular one because us adults will love that. So Batman fights the baddies. He's against all the darkness, even though he works around the darkness. He's against darkness. He's against all the unfairness. He's always for justice. As we listen to Jesus, we, and join him, we get to be part of the armies of heaven in this story. Now, armies of heaven are very different than armies on earth. So here, who is leading the charge? It's not us, it's Jesus. Who's doing the fighting? It's not us, it's Jesus. Who's starting this war and making things right? It's not us, it's Jesus. We join him. And for a Christian to join him, to be part of an army of heaven, is very different than an army on earth. It's in fact the complete opposite of the army on earth. To be a part of the army in heaven means to love people, means to serve people, means to have compassion for people, to care more for them than we care for ourselves. And as we do that, when we live that way, we join Jesus as he pushes back all the darkness. But if our hearts are not perfect, how do we join him? Is he against us? Is he the one who's having an army against us? How do we be on the right side here? The only way to join him, the only way to listen to him, the only way for us to see him as the King of Kings is if he makes a way for us first. Just like how Liz had someone's dad lift them up in order for them to be able to reach the thing. We need him to change our hearts first before we can think of anything else. And how does Jesus change our hearts? How can he possibly change our hearts? Is it up to us? No, it's not up to us. He's done it through the cross. He's already done it. Jesus takes all our bad and we get all his good. Every time we mess up in sin because of the cross, we get to talk to God and pray, I'm sorry, please, will you forgive me? Just like we did this morning. We get to do that anytime we want. We need to do that a lot. That means to be in the king, in the kingdom of the King of Kings is not about you being good first, though it's good to be good. It's not about you knowing the king, though it's good for you to know him. It's about him knowing you and bringing you into his kingdom, and then you get to know him. If you know the king, you're in. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, what's the first one? Nobody else is. If Jesus is the King of Kings, what do? We listen to him. And if Jesus is the King of Kings, what do we get to do? We join him. Now, when you're old enough to understand who Jesus is, what he's done, how he's changed your heart, once you know those things and make the decision to follow him, you get to be all in. You get to be baptized. Being baptized is basically saying to Jesus and to the rest of the church, you get to say, I'm with Jesus. I'm with the king. I'm in this kingdom for good. That happens one time. But then what gets to happen each week as we worship together is celebrating this, celebrating the Lord's Supper. It's the meal of the King of Kings. The Lord's Supper is a symbol that of all that King Jesus has done for us. As Christians, we come up to this table and we realize in a new way how Jesus has taken all our bad. And we get to, as we eat, we get to realize all the goodness that he's given us. And as we eat and we drink, we realize in a new way all the joy that he's given us as well in our hearts. Now, kids, the adults that you see coming up here that you'll see in a moment when they come and take communion, they don't walk up here because they're good. They don't walk up here because they know Bible answers. They don't walk up here because they're really passionate. They don't walk up here because they're part of a church. They walk up here because Jesus has changed their hearts utterly and completely. Not because they're good, but because God is good. Every adult you see doing that is because King Jesus has saved us from a world of darkness. See, all of us are living in the dark until he comes to turn on the light. And without Jesus, we are set against him. But Jesus changes that, and now he brings us onto the right side, the army of heaven kind of side of him. But this King of Kings, he died a very unkingly kind of death, the most kind of humiliating, torturous kind of death that could be thought of at the time. And he wasn't even killed within the city. He was brought out to like a dump heap, in the worst kind of nasty tip you could think of, and he was humiliated, he was killed. The reason why he was there is so that he could take all of our badness. We talked about that already at the cross. So he died, and with his death, all of our sin. And when he rose again, what we get is all of his new life. He's done it all for us already. And that means we get to be free in his kingdom with him as our king. So if Jesus is the King of Kings, nobody else is. We listen to him, and we get to join him.